There we go. Yes. Fuck it. It works. This is about as good as I'm going to get it, and I've just come to the conclusion of that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cannibal Wine Tasting Podcast, the only podcast that believes in cannibalism. That was an old one.
That's a very old
Why
one.
Why did that hurt? To put, like, I was trying, like,
Cannibal Wine Tasting Podcast?
I run a podcast. I just have a hard time remembering what the name is sometimes. Anyways, I'm your host, Podcast Daddy, and as always is my co-host, Eric. Okay, so what I was talking about before the show was I've realized as I'm getting older, I'm saying whiter and whiter things.
White bitch.
Yeah. So what happened was around Christmas time, since, you know, we got about not playing with the court. So we had to go to like four different Christmases.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was, here's the sentence. I'm having Christmas brunch with my in-laws while drinking mimosas.
You fucking white-ass motherfucker.
Bougie.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what my brother called me because they stopped out last night. Oh, God. And we were just making fun of, like, how I talk.
Right.
He's like, bro, you used to be able to, you know, talk like you're from Jackson. Now it sounds like you've never even stepped foot in a
talk from Jackson
neighborhood.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wow, that, I don't know if I should be offended by that, because I kind of was. Like, you're saying my way of talking is different?
That's, I don't really see it.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I don't think I'm as brash now.
Right, yeah, definitely not, but you're definitely not like entitled white folk.
Yeah. Yeah, I was,
you know.
See, I'm the. I just like.
Except for that one phrase you just said a little bit ago. That's quite entitled white folk there.
What did I say? God damn it. Eric, this happened like a couple minutes ago. How did I forget it?
How did you forget it? I'm having Christmas brunch with my in-laws while drinking mimosas.
That one. Okay.
Like, how white do you have to be?
Apparently
pretty fucking white, man.
Apparently being married and having in-laws.
I'll do it to you, I guess.
See, I was gonna change it. Ah.
Oh, that's a hello feedback.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I was just checking the stream on my phone because, you know.
I turn mine down before I do that.
Yeah. No, that, I guess when you have in-laws, that's when it starts.
That's fair.
You turn
Except
bougie.
Unless your in-laws are not very bougie, then, because my in-laws are not going to be that way. In fact, once I have my wedding, it's going to be quite interesting. From my family to her family. Oh, boy. Because my family, my...
I don't know what that was, but why?
What the fuck? My grandmother and most of my family is very, very religious.
Ooh.
And doesn't like smoking or drinking. And then her family is all... Yeah, well, like, oh,
hey.
God...
Nothing wrong with that. That's what I fucking do.
And, like, it's just going to be different because, I mean, smoking, though. Like, weed.
Again. Oh, yeah.
My family can't stand it. And half her family does. Not to mention.
Hey, that ain't bad, though. I've done that a couple times, too.
My best man and several of my, what's it called? Groomsmen?
Yeah,
that's groomsmen. The word, yeah. Are all smoke. And I'm like, this is going to be fun. Because
wow.
I know that my, oh, that's a. I know that my best man is going to make me get high as fuck on my wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Like,
you got to get stoned at your wedding.
Yeah. And so it's going to be quite interesting, to say the least. It's going to be a very interesting day.
Well, an easy way to do it would be have, like, a general ceremony for all the family members and kind of, like, keep it PG. And then later have a party. Well, that's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Because you've met the Gibblers. You've met some of them.
Yeah.
And having them all conversate with her side of the family. Well, not really. It's more of like her mom's side of the family.
Yeah.
But dear God, that would be such a pain in the ass to try and do. Hosting two different parties.
Yeah.
Because you have one where you got to figure out, like, oh, we got to make it nice. We got to make it look, like, presentable for both families.
Right.
And then...
One where you're just like, fuck it, have fun.
Yeah, and the second one, you're kind of like, all right, let's get fucked.
But you still got to get all the fucking alcohol and everything else.
Yeah.
Which, I've heard open bars are expensive as fuck.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, what's going on the screen?
What?
What's that razor?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck's happening?
I didn't even know. I was looking at the microphone. I've been focused.
It just popped up.
It's probably this program.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Razer gaming software. Yeah, forgot about that shit.
Okay, I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you after the show.
Okay.
To get that set up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
See, I thought we were going to get that set up first and start at 2 o'clock. Then you're just like, start streaming. I'm like, okay, and we go.
I got really stoned before the show. So I got really talkative, and I'm like, I just want to start it now.
That's fair.
Because one thing, so have you guys watched BoJack Horseman?
I've watched the first season and a half.
And that is really understandable. I know a couple of people that say it's a dumb show, and I'm like, okay, it's not everybody's cup of tea because the humor is really dry sometimes.
It's very, very dry humor.
It's dad humor.
I have a hard time laughing at it sometimes.
Yeah, it's like,
and I'm just like,
I love the show. Do not get me wrong. This is one of my favorite. This isn't my top shows that I will watch anytime. I will rewatch it 4 or 5 times.
I'm listening. I'm just sharing this to the Facebook. Oh, yeah. So just, keep talking.
You do all that. Yeah, you do all that. So I just finished the last season they did, like the last season they did.
Yeah.
It broke my goddamn heart because there's going to be a spoiler here. Well, it's not really a spoiler, but it's a little later in the show. So if you don't want to listen to spoilers, go do something else. Come back.
Spoiler finger.
Oh, don't do the spoiler thing. I will do something for that. Just put the finger down. Put the finger down.
Okay.
I was, when you first did that on the other episode, I was like, put your goddamn finger down. You don't need to have that up. Just let people know there's spoilers. Bada boom, bada bing. We'll be talking about the end of the season of BoJack Horseman. So, anyways, second to last episode, kind of everything that happens fucks him over really good. So he goes to his house, gets shit-faced drunk, takes a lot of pills, and just end of the third to last episode.
Uh-huh.
Then we come into the second to last episode, and this is where it really fucks me up. He wakes up in a room. He wakes up in a hall, and he sees his mother, but his mother died the last season.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't look like you plan on watching it, so.
Maybe eventually.
Yeah,
but
I mean, if you're
I
not,
have
if
so
you're
many
not,
shows in the docket right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you're not going to watch it, like, in the first, by this time,
yeah.
If you haven't already watched all that, it's going to be kind of like, all right, you know, if I get to it, I get to it.
Exactly. That's how it is.
So, we know in the last season, his mother died. We come to this hallway, and his mom is walking towards him, kind of belittling him. You know, if you watch the show, you know how their dynamic works. And we go into the kitchen at the end of the hallway, and it's all the people that have died in the season,
uh-huh.
like that are main,
the series,
that
yeah.
are main characters.
Yeah.
We see them all in one room. So of course, you know, we have normal interaction, yada yada yada, kind of trying to figure out what's going on. Then they go in a room because they're having dinner, and they're playing the best of and the worst of.
Okay.
Now noticing they're all dead, what was the best of your life? What was the worst of your life? That was the start of the fucking up. Like, that was, okay, I guess, yeah, that's not that bad. And then we notice that his dad isn't there for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the butler says, okay, well, here's, I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, but he said, he's here. And the wife was like, okay, glad he finally made it. And walks in Secretariat, a horse that he used to watch on TV.
Okay.
That fucked me up because I'm like, wow, he had interaction with his dad, but to think your dad is that much of a piece of shit that you have him as Secretariat.
That's fair.
That's some deep, I don't think symbolism is the word I want to use. It's one of those fancy English words.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's one of those really fancy English words. But in all around, it just gets more and more depressing. They have talks of self-worth. If what you do in this life matters, if it all matters in the end, like kind of like that. And then
yeah.
They're like, okay, well, now it's time
that
for the
deep shit.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, now it's time for the show. You know, BoJack think this is a dream. He's like, okay, well, usually when I get to you guys saying it's time for the show, I wake up. So
right.
He's finally able to go to the show. And this part takes a lot of explaining, and I don't feel like doing it. Basically, all of them have a talent show for BoJack.
Okay.
And they're all just doing stuff that like really affected him in the show.
Yeah.
That really fucked him up and has stayed with him in this entire show. Then Secretariat asks him, "Hey, do you want to step outside for a smoke?" So they go outside, and it was something like he basically gave him like a pep talk, like a life talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you like kind of are confused on why Secretariat is, you know, playing his father and this dream, but he's like, because this is how, because even though I was a piece of shit, you still thought of me as a hero. And I was like, okay. Ow. Fuck.
Hit a little too close to home there for you.
Yeah. Then at the end of everybody's performances, they fall in this black hole, which is forgetting them, which is kind of like the void.
Yeah.
The void. And as he's up there, you know, doing his thing, like freaking out, he's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go, you know. Then he remembered, he's like, oh, I called Diane. You know, if I call her and answer, then I'll wake up. So he's, you know, running through the house trying to find a phone. And then he gets on the phone. And he's like, Diane. No, he tries getting a hold of her and she answers and she's like, dude, you got to remember, I didn't answer the phone. And as you know, he's talking on the phone, he looks over and there's him laying in the pool face down.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, that's right. I left you a voicemail. And as the screen starts to get blacker, Jesus Christ, this is a long. Yeah. Yeah, that distracted me a little bit, but yes, ASMR freaks me the fuck out.
That's my friend Ferris.
Oh, hell yeah. So
you don't want to hear that Eminem ASMR, though?
Like a liar's pants, I'm on fire. I hate that so much. Okay.
Hey, check the stream.
What?
For me, I said the broadcast you were watching has ended. Never mind, it's back. We're good.
It's back.
My Twitch just fucked up, apparently.
Nah, it's all good. So, at the end of it, he's like, oh, yeah. I left you a voicemail. You didn't answer. End episode.
That's the final episode?
No. Hell no. I'd be pissed if they ended it like that.
Well, you know what? Don't even try to explain it, because...
Yeah. It's one of those...
Still in that one.
I mean, it's not wrong. That was. I feel like at that point he wasn't even trying to say anything. That's all we needed was just how fast can we fucking talk, because he broke another record.
Yeah, I know.
Of course.
And like I said before, like I think I said it last week, Godzilla was probably the best track off that whole album, just because of him breaking the record. I had somebody on my Facebook though.
I was about to say that Godzilla song. Like with the other songs previous, you're kind of like, oh, fuck. Don't tell me this is how the whole fucking album's going to be.
Right.
And then you listen to Godzilla and you're kind of like, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is better. And then all nothing right. else is up to that level.
Yeah. Like I said, Godzilla was the best album off that, or best album, best track off that whole album.
I totally agree with you on that. And because all the rest of them are just like, stop with the dad bars.
Yeah, there was like four or five people I about deleted because they're like, Eminem's the GOAT, don't at me. This is why he's the best at sharing the album. I'm like, he's not though, this album's trash.
He's a GOAT, don't use that as an example. Like he is one of the legends.
Okay, yeah, yes.
But let me, you crabby bitch, let me finish what I'm saying.
But hold on, them saying that this is the reason why he's the best. I'm like, this album's trash.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you're gonna use examples of why he is one of the greatest, Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah.
That album is a fucking masterpiece.
Literally can't use this fucking album and be like, he's the best, and be like, no. If this was the only example we had of him.
In a bucket. Marshmallow. Fucking A. Some of those lines just killed me, and I cannot get over it. Getting that one.
Oh, it's quite funny, though, but it's still like, why?
It's like listening to your dad rap.
Yeah.
That's what it has come to. You know, it's just listening to your dad try and rap, and then you get these corny lines, and you're just like,
getting head in a bucket.
Marshmallow. Oh, and another one off that album that really, there's a couple grievances I got with this whole fucking thing. One of them, I hate my stepdad.
Which one's that off of again?
That's the newest one.
I know, but what song? I can't.
Stepdad.
Oh.
Is what it's called. You are not missing.
You're not missing anything. That one song we listened to, Godzilla, when Zach was over.
That was about the only good one.
That was the only good song off the whole album.
I don't know.
That was featuring Juice WRLD, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That hook.
Yeah.
That hook got me too, because I was like, okay, you coming in hard with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of like minor issues I have with this album.
There's too many minor issues, and that's the overall big issue.
No, I agree with that one. Like if it was just kind of like, all right, you know, this song's kind of a flop, but
yeah,
we can get over it. Don't matter that much. But when you have 78% of the album be absolute trash, you're like, okay. We need to start talking about what you're doing here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I like the surprise album stuff. I like the whole, oh, you know, here you go, just a random album.
I
like that, but in the same breath, it's because of the shit reviews that Revival got.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, maybe if I don't let anybody know what the track list is,
between not
maybe
letting
they won't shit on it.
Between not letting know what the track list is, not having them be expecting of the album, I do like that. But at the same time, like you can't have every single one of your albums be like that. In my opinion,
we'd like some, you know, at least some warning here.
Like, hey, yeah. I'm working on something that's coming out in this time frame.
I guess my issue is when they do it like 3 years in advance.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, this album's coming out. I'm like, holy fuck, I forgot.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one that bothers me. It's like, oh, holy shit, I forgot you.
You were recording.
I forgot you were doing something with this.
But then, like, you can't, I just don't think you should have every single one of your albums be a surprise album.
No.
Like, literally nothing. No. And then suddenly, hey, album. Then nothing. Then album. Then nothing.
Oh, okay.
Then album. It's just like, come on, you're getting stale now. It's not a surprise anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, they dropped another surprise album. Yay. Like, this one, I really didn't give a fuck about. Everyone's like, you have an album. And I'm like, cool.
Well, I wasn't excited because Mac Miller's new album came out.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that was going to come out that day,
didn't give a fuck about.
Was not even going to get a shred of my attention.
That's
but then fair. I was looking through like new music and I seen Eminem. I was like, oh, holy shit. You know, I'll listen to this after the Mac Miller album because, as I said, nothing was going to matter beyond that.
Was it? I haven't listened to
and
it.
I'm glad I did.
I haven't listened to it yet, so was it any good?
Oh, it hurts.
But then at the same time, I wasn't the biggest Mac Miller fan to begin
with. If you're not a fan of Mac Miller, this will probably get you into him.
Like, I wasn't a hater. I hate using that word sometimes. I didn't hate him, but like I just never really listened to him before.
And in the beginning, you know, There we go. I'm just doing my part because. Your boy totally forgot to.
I know.
Yeah, I just got talking. What were we talking about?
Mac Miller.
Oh, yeah, Mac Miller. Yeah, I just had a fucking brain fart. That just took all my energy right there. But when, fucker. But when we were, God, fuck.
Mac Miller.
Not everybody's type of music. Because if you listen to him from the very beginning, it's kind of that, like, college frat boy shit.
I like college. Hey! I like drinking.
Better than I like college.
Though. Okay.
Definitely better than that. But it's just kind of like that stuff you play when you just want to party.
Okay.
Just kind of want to party and
yeah,
hang out. But as he got older, and you could definitely tell when he started to, like,
actually care about his lyrics.
Well, drugs, too. You can definitely tell when he started doing drugs because it got, like, more obscure. Got more lyrical.
Okay.
Got kind of more
deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of, you know, you got songs like Frick Prick Market.
Okay.
And Donald Trump and all that to a song called Watching Movies with the Sound Off.
Okay.
That is such a gigantic difference when you have shit called Kids, Best Day Ever, The High Life, My Mackin' Ain't Easy. And then all of a sudden we get an album called Watching Movies with the Sound Off. Like, that's some... You took a little bit just to do some drugs.
That's fair.
You can definitely tell with how big of a transition that was.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to give it a listen. I'll just... One of these days I'll have to, you know, get high as fuck and just listen to...
Yeah, it's definitely... I'm going to tell you, it's definitely one of those albums where you're going to want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know...
Put it in the background and go.
Yeah, yeah, no. There's some lyrics on there where, like, you really need to listen to them because they hurt.
I know I need to listen to more, fuck, what's it? Fuck. Hold on. Give me a second.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to say this just before.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
I give a little warning. So I want to talk about an artist that you showed me, but in no way am I making a reference to anybody of the...
I'm listening.
Gay community. So I've been digging Lil Fag lately.
Yeah.
I dig his music a lot.
I wish he put out more.
No. What?
I'll show you that song later.
Yeah, send me that.
I did sing to the Bankai one, though.
Yes.
That one's fucking good.
I dig that. But I feel like if it's not important, I really don't message you.
Yeah.
Because you are the worst at replying.
I am so bad at replying. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You live with them. You can tell them.
I feel bad sometimes, but like...
Oh, it's fine. It's nothing important. If it's just like I have a fucking flash of inspiration I need to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Or else it, like, hurts me mentally.
Don't take it personally when I don't respond. Because
I never do.
I don't talk to anybody, really.
Yeah, I never do. That's why when I was telling you about, like, the guy doing the merch,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the important stuff that I would need.
Okay.
But beyond that, it's like, all right, you don't answer, you don't answer. That's totally cool with
me. And if you want to send me random shit, I don't give a fuck. I'll get to it when I get to it, you know?
My computer keeps having, like, an aneurysm.
Sorry, I don't know what that
was. I think
about.
You just had an aneurysm. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Oh, you know.
One thing I hate about Spotify is all, you know, when Friday comes around, I'm like, all right, you know, we get all cool new music. We get, you know, maybe something new or new album, you know, something that I really didn't research, but it kind of just shows up.
Yeah.
They have been slacking like a motherfucker lately. Because it's all been singles.
On, like, Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, on the recommended for me, it has all been singles.
So, apparently, Lil Fag might be done, because he, on December 27th, released the final album.
But
it is just an EP, but I don't know.
I feel like that's just kind of like, I'm gonna fuck with you.
It could be, but at the same time, he doesn't do much. Like, his whole discography is not that much.
It's like,
he has a bunch of singles.
Yeah, three albums and a bunch of singles.
Yeah. But even the albums are albums.
I think my four favorite songs by him are I Hate Me Too, Fuck God, Rick and Morty, Iced Out Dick.
Yep.
Those are my, like, top. I will play those. Like, I will go out of my way to listen to those.
Yeah.
And then that show's been introducing me to all a bunch of new types of music, which, bless. Fucking bless, man. I love finding new music.
Have you heard of... God damn, I keep fucking...
You are... I am bad
with artist names, usually.
I feel that. A lot of people are. Michigan...
I can find it. Smart Death.
Ooh.
Smart Death. He's a SoundCloud rapper.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I did that.
He's actually one of my favorites. But he has this group called Boyfriends.
Peculiar.
I understand you are. I know. I don't know if you'll like him that much, to be honest, because he uses a lot of...
Please don't say auto-tune. Please don't say auto-tune. Auto-tune.
Ah! It's actually a good auto-tune. It's not...
Over you.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, so are we talking like T-Pain level?
No. We're not talking T-Pain. Because T-Pain...
Don't you talk shit about T-Pain.
T-Pain's voice is beautiful. His auto-tune voice is horrible. You can't bite me on that one.
I don't care if it's terrible. When he uses auto-tune, still sounds like you can still vibe to
it. He doesn't need it, though.
Well,
he doesn't need it at all.
You fucking tell him that. All the songs he used auto-tune on.
That's how he got popular. I understand that.
Millionaire.
So but have you heard
him? Does it matter if he uses auto-tune on an already beautiful voice? It just makes it sound even better.
Have you heard him sing Buy You a Drink without auto-tune?
I am one of the 50 billion people on Facebook that's seen the video, yes.
Fair.
I said, if it was pretty popular money, video. Man, you go right ahead.
But... Why did my fucking Spotify update? There it goes. I need to listen to more MC Lars.
Do you listen to any other nerdcore? Is kind of MC Lars just the one you stick to in that?
Jeff the Dark Lord. Double Clicks.
That motherfucker has a song that is like one of my absolute.
Is it Fuck This Song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I love that song.
I love. Not a huge fan of it, but it's not one of those that like makes me cringe.
Okay,
The Rapist.
Yeah.
That's my. It's basically just a whole fucking song about him saying, I'm not that cool. I promise you.
Yeah.
It's either The Rapist. It feels weird saying that song or saying the name of that song. And then one of those on that. What is the terminology for it? Concept albums. Like any of the songs off that concept album,
mm-hmm.
I will. Go out of my way just to sit and listen to that.
Didn't delete his shit, did he?
Who?
Dave the Dark Lord?
No. His name is just really fucking weird to spell. That's the only problem with it, is it's like really...
There it is.
Yeah, I was about to say, you gotta spell it right.
S-C-H, that's right, it's not S-H.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fuck This Song, Madman, The Rapist, Watchmen's pretty good.
I like Watchmen, but it's not an exclusively him track.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, did you hear they're not even going to try and make a second season?
No shit.
Yeah, the guy who ran it, he's like, no, I'm not doing this again. I got shit on the entire thing that was out. So.
Really?
Oh, people.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, people fucking hated it.
Oh, shit.
They were so, like, they were so pissed of how it
turned out. Have you watched it yet?
I've watched one episode, and I was like, nope.
Okay, that's
nope,
fair.
Not doing this. Nope, I've already had my heart broken once. I don't need it broken again.
Do you think people are just comparing it too much to the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much so. Oh, very much so.
Because I know the comic series was not as popular until that movie came out.
Yeah, it's one of those hidden gems.
Yeah.
It's a very, very hidden gem.
That randomly got popular because of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, there was already a good amount of people that knew about it.
Right, but it wasn't popular in the public eye.
Yeah, that's true. I was about to say, if you weren't a comic book fan...
Yeah, you wouldn't
you
know
really
shit
wouldn't
about
know
it.
What Watchmen is, because you wouldn't be in that sort of community that would be like, yo, man, there's this new comic floating around. You need to check it out.
I heard even the movie compared to the comic was not that great. That's what I've heard. I don't know for sure. I've never read the comics.
It, so I can't really speak my mind on that, because it's like, been forever since I've had to sit down and watch that 3-hour fucking movie.
I've never read the comics, and the movie I've watched one time all the way through. I'm pretty sure I blacked out for half of it because I don't remember half of it.
Yeah, I kind of feel you. Like, there's some parts I remember, but then it's like...
Like, I remember the... It's like
okay,
sucking on a battery. I remember the... It's like sucking on a battery. And I remember, like, him being blown up. But that's about all I remember.
I remember seeing a blue penis at certain scenes. And
that's what I was talking about. It's like sucking on a battery.
I was not excited at all. I don't know, something about seeing a dick in a movie just fucking weirds me out. Like, especially if you're in the theater.
That's a penis.
Yeah, especially if you're in the theater and it's just like 500 times a day, you're like, well.
I'm glad I paid $14 to see this.
There's a dick, like, right in my... I can't avoid it unless I completely turn around.
So. Just like, nope, I don't see a dick. What are you talking about?
Because you can't even try and, like, play it off. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm looking at my phone because then you're kind of
you're
prick.
In a movie.
Yeah, you look like kind of a prick if you're in the movie theater and you're looking at your phone. But
right.
I don't want to stare at a dick. Yeah, I don't want to sit and stare at a dick this entire time.
I don't care if she's sucking it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah. And it was there, too. It was not, like, trying to be nice and sneaky, like, oh, it may not
it
be
it might be, but you don't know.
The fuck no. It was there.
Dude's naked 24/7.
True. But I feel like at that point, you're living your best life with that.
I mean, he didn't give a fuck. He's like, oh, you want to talk about me being naked? You're dead, bitch. Bye.
I think that is the most overpowered
character.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I can rewrite matter.
Fuck me. Okay.
Okay.
It's like, so what are some things in your life that irritate you that I should try and avoid to do completely? Let's start that. Let's start our friendship.
How can I make you like me?
Or how can we never conversate again? Whichever
you
one.
You stand over there, I'll be over here.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care which one comes first. Just please don't. Please don't yeet me out of existence.
I would like...
I like the turning the comic books and the graphic novels into movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the companies that run them.
What do you mean?
Netflix has, and I don't know if this has been out for a while, but I was just checking to see what's new, and I just happened to see that that exists. But there is a Netflix adaptation of the graphic novel series Lock and Key.
Never heard of it.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's a story about, you know, this family moved into a house and they, you know, kids are exploring the house, kind of doing whatever, and they find a key.
Okay.
Well, apparently these keys that they find can, like, chain, have powers to them. Like,
okay.
There's one key, if you put in the back of, turn it, top of their head pops open and you can see, like, their entire memory, their entire life. As, like, one of those little playmat things.
Okay.
And if you take something out, you remove that memory.
Interesting.
It is a very interesting graphic novel, and I am so glad I read it.
Because I'm guessing the series is not as good.
Huh?
I'm guessing the Netflix series is not.
I don't know. It doesn't come out till next Friday.
Ah, okay.
So
that's fair.
I'm happy because that it looks like they can do good with that.
But that's the thing. You think
Netflix.
You think... They could do some good with this. And then it's just like, this is total fucking shit every single time.
Or on the other hand, it's like, man, I love this. This is great. I hope this goes on for a while. 2 seasons.
Yeah. Or 1 season.
Fuck
if that.
Off.
Like, wait. Firefly.
I feel like Firefly had more seasons.
Had 1 season.
Oh, that's why people were pissed about it.
Yeah.
Didn't have 2 seasons.
Yeah, it had 1 season, and that was it.
And didn't they leave it on, like, a gigantic cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah.
Never got around to watching it. I hear people talk about it and say this, it's this great show, but...
I've watched the first 2 episodes, and I was like, why am I even going to try to watch this if it doesn't have another fucking season, and it leaves on a cliffhanger? Why am I going to make myself angry about this?
Then you watch it, and you're like...
So I watched the first 2 episodes, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to put it down.
Yeah, it's like...
I got other shit to watch. Hell, as it is, Tiffany and I finally finished Naruto.
Oh, good lord.
We skipped the final 100-some episodes because it's all fucking filler.
What?
Yes. I didn't realize that.
You're shitting me. 100 episodes?
Let me pull up the exact...
Oh, that's right, because you guys have that list.
Yeah, we found a list online. I have it right here. Okay. Here. From episode, nope, not that one. The other one that you sent me. Yes. That you
so
didn't
this
like
is
that much.
What Weeb's doing their pastime.
Yes, it is. Episode right here. I got it.
Manga canon episodes. So that must be like episodes that are.
Filler episodes 143 to 219. That's almost 100 fucking episodes of just filler. And the final episode's 220.
Terrible. Oh, that is absolutely terrible.
So from 142 to 220 is all filler. Like, How do you make an audience like you with that much filler? Granted, I was young when I watched it, so I loved it. I didn't know what the fuck filler was.
Yeah, it was like, okay, this episode's not as fun as the other ones.
Right, you know, this whole arc is kind of lame. There's no point to the story here.
Yeah, but then
I didn't know that was
older.
Filler.
Yeah,
but now that I'm like,
filler is, and you're like, you fucking bastards.
So like, we finished 142, and I was like, okay, time to get up to 220. Watch the final episode. Even then, I told her, I was like, you don't need to watch it. All I need to know is Naruto went to train with Jiraiya.
And he be... Oh, wait, no. That's at the end of...
Shippuden.
Yeah, when he becomes the Hokage.
Yeah. I was like, all
I
need to
I
know...
I love that word.
Hokage.
Hokage.
Yeah, all I need to know is he
What's
went to
go... What's your title? Hokage.
Hokage. Kazekage.
Okay, anyways, as you were saying, sorry, I wanted to say Hokage a lot.
You're good.
I wanted an excuse.
I said, the only thing you need to know is he went to go train with Jiraiya, and he comes back later. That's all you need to fucking know. Time for Shippuden. Let's go.
I think Dragon Ball Z has more filler episodes.
Everyone's surprised. I bet you One Piece has more filler episodes.
Bitch, look it up. Bitch, look it up. Bitch, look it up. You want right. to you wanna talk okay. like that? Look it up.
Okay, hold on. You want...
But we... I think you sent it to me.
The...
Either you sent it to me or you found it,
number
you sent it to him, then it got sent to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's... Look,
that's
Okay.
I'm going to start just because you keep bringing it up. I didn't, but now I'm going to have a problem. Who knows what for?
For Dragon Ball Z, in total, 291 episodes of Dragon Ball Z were aired, 44 of which were filler.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Only 250 of actual story.
Now...
Yeah, look
up One
Piece, you cocky son of a bitch.
Piece, number of filler episodes.
Okay, I just
103.
But that's not okay.
Well, out of 921 episodes so far.
That's still okay. So, and I don't. Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know math off the top
low
of my head.
Low filler. It's 11%.
Oh shit! They just did it for me.
One Piece is a low filler percentage of 11%.
That's only like 11% of episodes out of 900 something.
That's not bad.
And I've watched some episodes of the anime and read the manga. It's pretty, pretty.
Whoa!
What?
Sorry. 91 episodes of Naruto were filler, making it a 41%.
Bro, okay. How can that be? That beats
220 episodes. There, 91 of them was filler. Like I said, that from 143 to 219 was all filler.
How can you...
An entire season was all filler.
Yeah, but didn't they get... Okay, didn't they kind of like wrap everything up?
What do you mean?
Like wrap everything? I watched like the first three seasons of Naruto and I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I don't give a fuck.
Well, because Naruto and Naruto Shippuden are two separate shows, technically.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But did they finish up everything in Naruto, like the original one? Like, if there was any loose ends or anything?
I mean, yeah, there's, you know, the whole Sasuke thing, which lead into Shippuden. There's the Akatsuki, which lead into Shippuden.
Pisses me off. I can't find that.
Oh, there's no dog there.
Send me your Shonen Jump
thing
again.
Okay.
Because don't they have Shippuden on that?
They should, yeah.
God, I hope so. No, I read.
Yeah, I read. He's a reader instead of a watcher. Which
Tiffany,
makes
I don't have that kind of patience.
I do.
I don't. If it's like I don't get it because anything over 45 minutes, if you don't have my attention, I don't get it.
No, I get that entirely because like with My Hero Academia, we just got up to the point where I stopped reading it. I read it for 3 days and watched this entire arc that just happened over the span of 2 months.
That's my point.
So...
That's why I do what I do. Because I get so much of the information just like, here you go, motherfucker.
Yeah, and you don't have to deal with the filler.
Yeah, and then you talk to people that watch the anime, and it's just God, really pretentious. This sounds extremely pretentious.
It's not as bad as pretentious as the sub versus dub. I hate that fucking argument so much.
Look, if you can't read the subtitles, watch the dub. You're fine. It's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah, but people are all like...
you need to watch it sub in its original language. It's like, fuck you. I want to watch it all the way I want to fucking watch
it.
Yeah,
and it's also
fuck off.
And it's also like, I didn't learn Japanese just to watch cartoons. Fuck
exactly.
That. Yeah.
That would bug the fuck out of me.
That would weird me out because it's...
Listen to Japanese when in the background just randomly.
Especially if
it.
You're trying to like focus on something and they just have this yelling match. If you got like surround sound, you're just like, fuck. I just made toast. What is happening?
Especially Goku's voice in Japanese. Oh my god.
Loud and whiny. Yeah. So you remember Dragon Ball Z Abridged, right?
Yes.
I was trying to play Kakarot, and god damn it, there's some parts where I was just imagining it. Like when Frieza finds Super Kami Guru,
mm-hmm.
and he opens up the roof, all I could think of, holy shit, I thought you people survived purely on water. Why are you so fat? Oh, I'm
Hello.
Super Kami Guru. I'm the one not judging you by your appearance. I just want to
appreciate I saw a bird. It was pretty. Kick its ass.
I'm trying to figure out, like, looking at this layout, because kind of, if you cannot tell, riding the stone train. So I'm sitting here looking at the desk, and I'm like, okay, if we wanted a third guest.
We got to reorganize this.
Maybe next. Okay, next weekend.
Okay, what are you doing after this? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll talk about that one later. I got a little bit when we're done. I'll just
okay.
leave it that way.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I don't mind it, but it's like, okay, if we have a third guest, you know, if we have somebody that, you know, in case Tiff has something to say. Tiffany,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you didn't.
No, she hates talking, even though she tries talking when there's no mic in front of her all the time.
That's different.
But she's like,
care.
I don't want to be on the mic. I'm like, but you're talking all the time anyways.
I don't want to be on the camera.
You don't have to be on a camera.
You don't have to be on a camera. See the cool thing about, you know, mic stands? You can bring them out as far as you want.
Put one there, put it out.
You don't got to move. That's why I'm kind of like being a lazy ass and kind of chilling back.
Yeah, what you do. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, the thing is when you're talking and we pause and you're talking by yourself, no one can hear you.
Yeah, so it just looks
that's
like
that's why I try talking
like
over you.
Face and answering a fucking
yeah,
ghost.
That's why I'm trying to talk. Like when you're trying to talk, I'm like, they can't hear you.
it's like I'm trying to be a translator here, and it's not going as well as I planned.
Yeah, so that's why I feel bad, honestly.
Man.
So.
So have you ever thought about like it's weird how much emotion we put into anime shit. Or to, like, media in general.
Yeah.
Literally just had an argument about filler episodes. And I kind of wanted to throw my sliver at you when you said One Piece had...
I thought it had more filler than that. What? With being 900-some episodes, I'm shocked there's not more filler.
But this is what I'm saying.
You ain't got coronavirus, right?
Huh?
Fucking with you. Go ahead.
I just got AIDS.
Oh, okay. But I thought that with it being 900 some episodes, there would be a lot more filler than that.
But you gotta also realize, like, you gotta. That's one of those stories where you have to stay, like, consistently.
Yeah.
Consistently in the story, or else you will have no fucking idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you miss one episode, you come back, and you're like, hold the. Who the fuck?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Someone likes to watch without me.
Oh, you're one of those assholes?
We started watching Black Clover.
Oh, God.
She's finished it. And I'm like, I would fall asleep and she'd keep watching it. And I'd wake up and be like, who the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? What is that power? Why does he have two swords? What is going on?
It's kind of what I felt like when I listened to My Hero Academia too. When
yeah.
I was like listening to it, I was like, what the fuck?
Who the?
Oh, what's this quirk? Wait, what's a quirk again? Like, hold on. Whoa, hold on. Come back to the rest of
Stop.
Us. I got no
Go
idea.
Go back like 10 episodes.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you got to know who this is to know what a quirk is, and you got to know this person to know. I'm like,
I ain't got time for all that.
It's like, lady, I barely have time to scratch my balls during the day. How the fuck am I supposed to have time to do this?
But going back to One Piece, nobody asked for it. Nobody
yes,
wants
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nobody wants it.
Okay, I don't know if I posted it in the show links.
I don't think you did. You sent it to me via
yes.
Twitter.
Yeah, it was... Ah, yeah. I tagged you in the tweet.
Yep.
I wouldn't
Via
believe,
the Twitter.
I wouldn't believe it. I would not believe it if they did not have a handwritten letter with Netflix.
Netflix?
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Netflix.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I had to do it in big red letters. And I'm like, oh, no. Nobody asked for this. Nobody wanted this.
Nobody asked? Who?
I don't even want it. And One Piece is one of my all-time favorite animes.
And Netflix has fucked up so many live-action anime adaptations. So many of them.
Can you give me a prime example?
Yeah, I can give you three off the top of my head. Death Note, Fullmetal Alchemist, and Bleach. All three.
Bleach, so I really didn't give a fuck.
All three were awful. There's a Black Butler one now? Oh my god.
There was.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I was about. But that's so hard. I don't care what anybody says. Turning an anime into a movie?
You can't do it. It is
you
not.
No, bullshit. Pull to the shit. Wait. You're talking like piece for piece, follows the anime to a T, like right on the spot.
Yes.
Okay. Bullshit. Parasite.
I haven't watched it. Either of them. The anime or the live action.
It was one of those. It was one of them that was alive in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
But it didn't become a anime until...
Isn't like a recent, like a
no,
recent one?
No. It was when Toonami officially first started.
Okay.
The anime cycle, like okay. Very first started that cycle, and that was one of the shows was Parasite.
Okay, but taking like Fullmetal Alchemist or Bleach, which have you know hundreds. Okay, Fullmetal Alchemist have hundreds, but Fullmetal Alchemist had a complete storyline.
It has a good amount.
Had a good amount, complete storyline that was dearly loved.
Top anime
and then they changed. They changed so much of it for the movie. It was awful. And like the way that they had the powers and oh my god, it was bad. It was so bad.
And they did
I
the,
wasted an hour and a half to 2 hours of my life watching
oh
that.
Oh god, and then they did the oh fuck, what is it? I think it's the Attack on Titan with a live action.
Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. Haven't heard great things about it.
My God, was that my voice?
No, that was my watch.
Okay, I thought that was my voice. I was like, fuck.
No, that was my watch with
oh,
Bixby
God,
Shrine.
Oh, God, listening to this? Sorry for the earache, man. Oh, Jesus. I thought it was just my phone speaker.
No, that was my watch speaker because it's awful.
Just like my phone speaker.
That's fair.
I don't know. I don't know how I blow that out.
But, too much music.
Okay, before I had it's a volume booster, and I accidentally played it with
that's
my
why.
Speaker, and it just. You're not supposed to do that to phone speakers. You're only supposed to do that if you have headphones in.
Well, duh.
And I totally forgot that. Well, it stays on when you're done listening to music.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those like you have to open the app,
close the
app, and I, you know, I just get to work and then
like fuck it.
Yeah, I come home, I go right to bed without even touching it, and I wake up, play a video, and it's just like. I'm not going to yell in the microphone because this is actually a lot more sensitive one than the other one.
That's fair.
I paid less for that than I did for the other.
Why? Pay so much for this?
I got it at Walmart. Simply put, I got it at Walmart.
I got it at Walmart. Huh? Makes sense.
Well, that was when like they had like no streaming shit.
Right.
And if you've seen it, you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, man, I got to get that. It's
yeah,
rare to buy.
Yeah, basically, but now it's like, oh, we got a whole streaming section. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Did they move that around, by the way? Because I thought they had more shit than that. Or is it just the one here in town?
It's just the one here in
Because the one in Adrian doesn't have shit for streaming.
Yeah, they do. They don't. No, here in this one, because I'm trying not to say where, you know, I'm from.
I get that.
They have like a whole section dedicated to streaming. They got computers, they got towers, they got monitors, they got keyboards, gaming,
well,
gaming controllers, mouse pads.
The one in the town that I said.
Shop at Walmart. You save on a lot of shit. Unless you're trying to buy milk, which is almost $4 a fucking gallon. Okay, I'm good. Sorry.
You should definitely come to the Walmart, which I said earlier, because it's $1.20 there, not $4.
I fucking hate this country sometimes.
What the fuck? Why are you paying $4 a gallon for milk?
That might have been an exaggeration.
I hope it's an exaggeration.
Well, I know it's not by much. It's like,
that's fair.
It's like $2.99.
Yeah, that one, they have keyboards, they have some microphones,
yeah,
and they have a computer tower. The rest are like all-in-one computers.
Yeah.
Or laptops,
kind
and
of
I'm
like I gave you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if it worked for you, it worked for you.
It's working for what I want it.
That's kind of why I asked you, is it working for what you need?
But I still want to stream, and I'm like, this thing's not powerful enough for it.
It's, yeah, well, I'll put it this way. When I used it, that's why I could only stream PS4 games. Or,
yeah.
I could only stream, like, GameCube and down.
Yeah.
GameCube and down is what that bitch can hold, and I am so glad I upgraded.
Like, trying to play Arena up by itself, it's hard enough. Trying to stream Arena on that bitch was going to be a pain in the ass, and I'm like, I ain't doing it. I'm just going to play Arena, build my collection, get an actual computer, stream it off that.
Oh, that's cheap. That's cheap. You're going in. Like, okay, I mean, I get it.
Well, mind you, I'm getting taxes back soon, so.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
It's my first time getting a bunch of money from taxes.
Oh, see, yeah, I haven't had that privilege yet because of a car payment.
That's fair.
So.
Yeah, because 2 years ago, I got back $50. A year ago, I owed $300 because I didn't have insurance.
Oh, yep.
This year they're like, hey, that's gone now. You don't have to have insurance. You don't get penalized for not having it. I'm like, well, I have it anyways, so fuck it.
Yeah, it's like, wow, glad I spent all this time.
And the lady's like, so you made less money than you did last year, but you paid in more, so you're going to get $1,000 back. And I'm like, all right.
It's going to be weird, but I know the camera angle's kind of fucked. So I kind of want to.
You're good.
I kind of want to.
Yeah, because like half your head's cut off. There you go. That looks better.
Well,
your fucking pop filter's like.
Yeah. I call this my head protector from the dangerous UV rays that are coming off of this. I don't need that in my life. All right, we'll go back to this little.
There you go.
We'll go back here. I just wanted to fuck with that.
It's all good. I understand.
Because I knew the entire time, and I could see it, like, right here.
You're like,
I just see me slouch, and I'm just thinking, bastard, get up. I love that we're getting new shows on Netflix, and they're kind of taking time into putting in shows, not just movie.
Yeah.
After movie. After movie.
But, like, Netflix has been on that plan for a while.
What?
Netflix has been on that plan for quite a while, though.
Yeah.
But some of them have just been, like, not that great. And I don't understand the hype over some of these shows.
You.
Exactly. Thank you.
I mean, I watched the entire first season. I was like, okay, this is
I never watched the first season, and I didn't give a fuck about second season. And everyone's like, oh, my God, you have to go watch it. And
that's,
I'm like,
that's
kind of
like how I feel with Riverdale.
Never watched it.
Excuse you, motherfucker.
Nope.
Yes. I don't give a shit if it's a good question. You burped in a microphone. That's gross as hell.
Sorry.
It's disgusting.
Sorry.
Who raised you?
My mother.
I don't know if that's...
Actually, she really didn't.
I should be like...
To be honest, she really didn't, but you know.
Yeah, you know, we don't need... We're positive over here. We're never angry.
I'm never emo.
Yeah. Oh, God, I want to...
I did not almost spend $170 for MCR tickets.
You're shitting me.
I didn't, but I wanted to.
Why?
Because MCR.
Who fucking cares?
I care, because I never got to see them live when they were around when I really loved them.
I was a big fan of MCR.
Okay.
They broke up, and I didn't get to go see them live, and I wanted to. And I was sad. And then they came back, and they're like, hey, big tour. And I'm like, cool. How much tickets? Oh, nosebleed are $170. Up front is $450. And I'm like, no. I love you guys, but no.
No, I like concerts, but I'm not going to pay that much.
Not at Little Caesars Arena, though. Little Caesars Arena, so the big fucking stadium.
Yeah.
Nosebleed seats, $170. No, I'm not paying $170 to barely go see this fucking band.
Yeah, it's like,
I love you guys, but no.
I know you motherfuckers are going to release like a tour video.
Tour something. Video, maybe a new album. I'll be happy with that. But I'm not spending that much money.
That's,
then on top
of
that,
that's where my issue is because I'm like, why didn't you guys do the album first?
Yeah.
Like, so you could build hype. But when you have, you know, you could do like normal fucking bands do and take an album, give it a buzz, which of course MCR.
It'd be huge.
All the fucking emo kids that, you know, had the, I feel like I'm going to call a couple people out and I'm not trying to. Yeah, definitely. That were like in the scene, like the scene.
Yeah.
They had like the poofed up hair, the bright ass clothes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was like avoiding eye contact this way. But when you have, you know, people like that are now adults that can afford stuff, that now they don't got to ask their parents for
170 plus bucks.
Yeah. Now they can do it. You know, let that get hype. You're going to have that grow. Like,
yep.
So first, not even the fact of how much views your shit's going to get just because MCR is coming back.
Yeah.
Then you put up pre-orders, which include either an album in a shirt, album in a poster, you know, the usual pre-order shit. You're going to get a lot of money off those, which again, buku amount of money from scene kids.
Yeah. Former scene kids.
Former scene kids and even their kids.
Yeah.
Or people that just find it. They don't, I don't want to get into the.
I was better, here first.
It was better. Well, not that. There was better. I wish I was in a different generation.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Gonna get those kids.
Yeah.
So that's. I could only.
I can only imagine. Sorry.
You good?
Yeah.
But
no.
I can only imagine how much money they would make off just pre-orders. I'd say close to $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million off just pre-orders.
If not more.
And then you have the album release, which
and then
there are store sales. You got to include your store sales.
Yeah.
So after making, I'd say close to $3 million off this whole process, you announce a tour. A countrywide tour.
A worldwide tour for all that matters.
Well, a tour.
They're big enough, they could do it.
Yeah, I guess. But then you have another, I'll be generous here, another $2 million. It's $3.5 million that they could make off a whole process.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, I didn't plan on.
No, she wants to hit me.
Oh.
Yeah, she wants to hit me.
Okay.
But no, it's just like, after the, even tickets went on sale yesterday, sold out in 6 hours for the entire tour. Scalpers are now selling them. The nosebleed tickets for $400.
Suck my dick.
I'm like, I'm not paying $400 for nosebleed seats now.
No.
Let alone $750 now for like close to the front, but not the front. Not the GA, but still the seats, the side of the stadium. I'm like,
you know some of those people had Google alerts on.
Oh, yeah.
Like as soon as MCR got announced, as soon as I said something, there was notifications hitting their fucking phone real quick.
My ex posted on Facebook that she tried to get tickets, and she was clicking frantically all over the page trying to get it to go because the website almost crashed, and she didn't get tickets.
I believe it. I believe the website almost, like, just took a shit.
I believe it, too, because I experienced that personally.
Kids.
I experienced it personally trying to get her shit for Jeffree Star makeup.
I forget. When he goes to sell shit,
mm-hmm.
like any makeup products or anything, you got to be fucking fast.
Yeah.
Like I don't Katie doesn't use all that type of makeup, so
yeah,
I don't got to worry about that. Thank the holy fucking Lord. I hate makeup. I hate shopping for makeup. It is the most confusing fucking thing ever. But I was on the website one night because I was like, all right, I'm going to, you know, try and run through this, see how it works. I couldn't get nowhere. I sat there for like 10 minutes just waiting for the motherfucker to load.
When the Shane Dawson conspiracy palette launched, I got lucky as fuck getting it. Because they sent out the video of like what happened when it launched.
Yeah.
And they're like, the entire site's down. No one can get anything. What the fuck is going on? In 30 minutes, I managed to get the entire collection.
Damn.
I got lucky as fuck getting through because I was refreshing the page non-fucking-stop.
You spoiled the shit. You spoiled the shit.
Yeah, all she does is this, and I'm like, yeah, I got you. Here you go.
But I mean, I'm not saying that is a bad thing. Not whatsoever.
You see, I spoil her, but she also spoils me. Our first week of dating, she bought me $80 pair of shoes, the Nintendo Vans collection.
Oh shit!
And I was like, I need shoes. She goes, okay, here you go. I'm like,
I need shoes. $80. Hell yeah.
I'm like,
I appreciate that, though. I'm not making fun of you. I think that's actually really cool. I like that.
Yeah. Technically, yeah, she bought the computer. She gave me the money to give to you.
Either way, I would have got the money. So yeah. I don't care if King Kong himself handed me the money for it. Cool, I got it. Like, you got the computer, I got my money. That's basically all I needed. I don't know who bought it.
Yeah, so.
I didn't
care
if you did weird shit with it when you bought it, man. Like,
oh, yeah, I just made sweet love to it.
Why? Out of anything, why? Like, did you just like slap your dick against it?
Yep.
You ever wonder what
I do when I'm home alone?
Yeah, he just whaps his dick against the computer.
Yeah. She didn't know what hentai was. Okay, so she has a song. She had a song on her phone that I gotta show you later called Hentai. Okay, And she's like, I'm like, do you know what hentai is? She goes, no. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Oh, no.
So all I did was Google search hentai, went to images. Like, I was like, this
is exactly why right there. If you've never watched porn, hentai will. If you never watch porn or don't get like into those weird people that watch anime, like the whole body pillow. No, I'm talking weird people of anime, like the super kind of like
weeaboos.
Yeah.
Straight up, we call ourselves weebs. Like, no, we're talking about weeaboos.
We're talking has a sword collection. Not for self-defense.
Because they're cool.
But just because a person in an anime. That weird. Those
but some of them swords are pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie either. They're kind of badass.
Yeah.
Yes, if they're real, if they are real.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If they're plastic, it's like, bro, no. I'm not gonna spend $400 on a replica. Bitch, if you're going to give a replica, I want actual steel. I want to be able to cut this watermelon in half.
I spent $40 on a styrofoam keyblade that was licensed. And I was like, it's $40. Fuck it.
Okay, I might have to make fun of you for that one.
It was a pre-sale, limited number, or so I thought. And then they're like, just kidding, we're making more. And I was like, well, it was only $40. And plus, it was before Kingdom Hearts 3 even came out.
I'm just trying to, I don't know. My cheap ass is kicking in. Cheap ass is kicking in.
Officially licensed Keyblades had not come out since then, or since before then. So when that got announced, I was like, I am buying one because it's officially licensed and it's a fucking Keyblade.
Okay, you got me. You got me.
Officially licensed Kingdom Hearts Keyblade was, I was like, that's the best fucking thing ever. Yeah, that's
joking. Yeah, that. That right there. That right there is what I'm talking about.
I can be your angle or your devil. That's a Game Grumps reference.
I can be your angle. God damn. I hate when people try and spell angel.
I know, it cracked me up.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Well, that's okay. I get that. Like I said, if it's real, awesome.
Yeah.
If it. What? A sword? Dope. I think it's weird giving people like guns and weapons for their birthday.
I like giving knives and swords. Guns, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, but I'm not a gun person.
I'm not a gun person either.
And like gun nuts, they're very specific about all their shit. Like, I need this kind of barrel. I need this kind of clip. I need this kind of body. And I'm like, bro, I don't know any of this.
What are you talking about?
The only thing I have to do.
I need a SK-47 G-Gine. What? What?
Ooh, that's purdy. That's real purdy.
Is that the?
That's terrifying.
Oh yeah,
that's she has terrifying.
A, she has a nice little collection. It's a double sided axe, double barrel shotgun that's broken.
Oh, thank fuck!
But it's still very intimidating.
That's like the muscular midget of guns.
Yeah,
it's a double barrel shotgun. That's dope. That's actually really cool.
Even that's sitting in front of our TV.
So a little bit of sad news. The guy from Monty Python died.
I heard about that.
I only know one Monty Python movie, so.
Yeah, Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
I knew that one. There was another one that I knew about. I can't think of the top of my head. But, yeah, I heard that he passed away. Have you been hearing the news about Ozzy?
I want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about
it? I don't want to talk about it.
Make you sad?
But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, dude,
he's 70.
Dude is 70.
He's 70.
He
has lived
more drugs in his life.
I'll say he lived a life of drugs and rock and roll, literally.
Like the definition. So when it comes to if he goes, man,
he's lived a good life.
Kudos to you. You have done us wonders. You have gave us some of the most amazing songs that have ever been played to mankind. You have served your purpose.
You have lived your life in a good way.
Just like Betty White.
Yeah. But she ain't gonna die.
She's going to.
She ain't gonna die.
She's gonna die. No matter how many Creed songs are made, she's gonna die.
17. Jesus Christ.
What?
Excuse me.
Fucking hell. Oh, also, PS2 Silent Hill games are in production.
I heard Silent Hill 3. No, that's a Resident Evil 3 remastered's coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm not a.
Apparently it's going to bring back one of the biggest baddies of the series, and I'm like, cool.
So just play through 3 and find out which one it is.
Yeah.
I'm not a the only Resident Evils I'm a fan of are 4 and 7.
I've never really played any of them. I've played Revelations on the 3DS, and it was fucking awful.
Yeah, DS, but come on, most DS.
Most DS remastered, or like ports are bad.
Yeah, so that's why when I see when somebody say like, oh, well, this was bad on the DS, and I'm like, don't expect much. That's the problem. You're expecting way too much for a DS comeback like Spyro and Crash Bandicoot. When they had their DS run.
One of my favorite DS games I ever played, though, that was a quote-unquote port, was the Assassin's Creed game. The Assassin's Creed game on the DS was actually fun as fuck and pretty fucking challenging.
Wait, hold on. They made
a very, very terrible Assassin's Creed game, yes. It was shortly after the first
Assassin's Creed. So.
No, it was shortly after the first one came out. Oh. It didn't play like Assassin's Creed at all. So it was a 2D side-scroller.
Oh, it was one of those. It was one of those.
But it had a little bit of depth to it. It wasn't like too much.
So it was one of those like you press up, you can walk.
Along certain pathways, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad. But it wasn't good.
Yeah. I don't know. After the Ezio arc ended.
Yeah.
I really didn't give a shit.
Like, let me.
The only time I played Assassin's Creed was when I was game sharing with Griffin.
That's fair.
And he had it downloaded, and I was like, oh. All right, I'll give it a shot. So I played through the Ezio series, and I was like, okay, this is cool. Played him after that, and I'm like, well, okay, this is kind of old.
It was Assassin's Creed 2 Discovery.
I don't think, okay, they didn't actually make a 2, so that makes sense.
It was for the DS and the iOS, apparently.
Yeah, because they started doing them for mobile games, too.
Yeah.
And they started more side-scrollers that you could get on the Xbox and PlayStation.
The iOS version was delayed, but Ubisoft did not comment for a reason for the delay when it came out.
What was that one you put in the...
It was a 2.5D side-scroller. That's what I mean. Like, it had a little bit of depth to it, but not, like, anything major.
I think what I like most about the Assassin's Creed series is they're kind of, like, taking... They slowly got to where they're getting to. Like, the first one, you just had one specific area to go to, and the rest of it was, like, you automatically go there.
Yeah.
For the missions. And Brotherhood... no. The second Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You kind of had more of an open world feel, not enough, but a little bit more than the first one.
Yeah.
And then as the game started progressing, you could travel more.
Yeah.
I do not like the boat travel.
No,
I hate boat travels. I hate water levels in any video game.
Look, 3 was just bad. There's a reason why you can go to any GameStop and get it for $5.
Yeah, that's super true. That's like Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah. Oh my god. Remember how hyped that game was?
I love that game so much. I've always been a fan of Duke Nukem. So when people see people shitting on it, I'm like,
fuck you.
What did you expect from a Duke Nukem game?
Yeah.
Like, did you expect this mind-blowing experience?
No.
The game's filled with cheesy one-liners and shooting.
Yeah.
That is literally all you need to know about this game to make me buy it.
So, are you any hyped for Doom Eternal?
Yes, I am. I like Doom.
I haven't personally looked into anything about it.
It looks good. It looks like it needed to happen.
Okay.
Like, I feel this one will be it'll be a marker for FPS games.
Okay.
Like, this is where FPS games are going to see how this runs and how the story's kind of there,
mm-hmm.
but not as much as it could be. So it's going to set the tone for how the game should run, how the game should look, how it controls. I feel like this will be definitely one that is going to define FPSs after this year.
So do you mean like for like the next generation? Such?
Yes. Okay. Yep. For the next generation that comes and tries, this will definitely be one you want to pick up.
Now, have you been hearing the rumors about the PS5?
The only thing I seen was the logo. That's all I seen.
So the rumor is that it's going to be launching sooner than expected.
I expect holiday season.
The rumor is this next month.
That would be stupid.
I fully agree.
That would be ultimately stupid.
But that's the rumor. Is that everyone's saying that with
Jesus, if you're going to come up with a rumor, make a better one.
Yeah.
Because there is no way a company that big of a marketing department would let that fly.
Because apparently there are some games that got announced that are like, hey, this is coming to the PS5 on this date. And it was sometime this month, so February. And I was like, how are you? Wait. Like, so the big rumor now is that PS5 is launching secretly.
Where did you find this rumor?
Facebook and my Google shit.
Oh.
But mind you, since then I have not heard anything. And this was like 2 weeks ago that I heard this rumor. So it's probably not true.
Bullshit. It's 90% bullshit because, like I said, a company that big.
There's no fucking way.
That much of a marketing department would let that slide through any cracks.
Yeah.
Especially with no games announced, no prior gameplay footage, no idea what it looks like, has no idea what the capabilities are. There's no point.
Yeah. I want to see if I can't find anything about it now, but I probably won't be able to be honest, because my Google, Sony is taking a survey for remote play on Nintendo Switch. Remote play or PS4 on Nintendo Switch? That'd be dope.
I'd dig it.
I wouldn't mind that.
But don't they already have that with like the PS Vita?
Talk about dead console? Or sorry, dead handheld?
Oh, what? Fuck me.
They stopped making Vitas entirely.
Oh, they did? Like,
yeah.
Completely?
Like, completely. It did not sell very well at all. And they're like, we're done making them because it's not making us any profit whatsoever.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, like, I feel like the Vita was ahead of its time.
Explain.
Because, like, no, because I want to say ahead of its time. It was in a very, what's the one I'm looking for here? Not needed market.
People think consoles, people think handheld consoles, they don't think
Sony. Yeah. Exactly.
That's how it goes. They don't think Sony, like, okay, well, you know, I'll get this new PlayStation handle. It's like, as they're releasing a hand.
Yeah. Because, like,
well,
the PSP was okay. I enjoyed
I
the PSP.
PSP. It had some gems.
I like the PSP. It had its gems, like you said, and like for the most part, you got made fun of if you had a PSP.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I remember my PSP was for music. I had movies and music on my PSP and two games. Final Fantasy VII Advent Children and Final Fantasy, what's the fighting game?
I don't know. I've played a max of like three Final Fantasies in my lifetime.
That's fair. So Dissidia. Final Fantasy Dissidia.
Oh, okay, okay.
I had those two games and then music and movies.
I think I had...
And by movies, I mean Scott Pilgrim, Tron Legacy, and Night Before Christmas.
Not a fan of Scott Pilgrim, I take it?
She hates Scott Pilgrim.
The person who played Ramona wants to do a second one.
I seen. Hey. Because she would... Did you read the article?
Not going to lie and say I did.
Okay. So in the article, she's like, I don't want to make a sequel of like what happened the year after. I want to make a sequel of like what would happen now, 10 years later. It's been 10 years since that movie came out.
But what would, I guess, what's the, what would be the premise?
That's the, my thinking exactly too, is like, what would be the premise of it? She goes, I just want to see like where they would be 10 years later. And I'm like, she goes, instead of being in your 20s and trying to find love, you're in your 30s. And I'm like,
So
you want a depressing, I want to kill myself movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, if you're doing it in your 30s, one of the premises was Seven Evil Exes. That was like the main.
Yeah.
That was the main thing in the entire series. So.
And in the article, it wasn't her saying, I want to do this. It was saying, it would be cool. I would be on board, but it's not like her being like, I'm doing this. We're going to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. It was someone like, if this was happen, what would you think?
Yeah,
and she's
I thought you meant it was one of those, like, it's in production.
No, no.
Because good Lord, that movie does not need a sequel.
No.
Not at all.
Does not.
Just like End of the Fucking World.
I've watched that one.
That didn't need a sequel. You could have left that on. You could have left that at season one. I'd have been so happy. It's one of those you have to be in the feels to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a romantic story. It's a coming-of-age story.
Okay.
Except one of them wants to murder all the time. That's literally the only difference. I realize I just, like, totally skimmed through literally. God damn, I'm even starting to slur.
Literally?
Yeah.
Literally?
Are you planning on watching Picard?
Some point, yes.
Okay, I was about to say, because I want to
see. Have you watched any of it yet?
No, I haven't seen it, and I don't talk to that many people that like Star Trek.
I'm not a Trekkie.
That's my face.
I'm not like.
Yeah, Picard.
I'm not a huge Trekkie. I'm not going to lie and say that I know every single little thing about Star Trek, because I don't know shit. To be honest, I know Klingons. I know they got their own language.
I know Klingon exists. That's about the extent of my
That's about the extent. I never really... When I watched it, I was very, very young.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay attention to jack shit. I cared about the action scenes. When I was young to watch Star Wars, I cared about the action scenes. I didn't give a fuck about the politics shit. I didn't give a fuck about the talking. I was like, get to the fucking action. Let me see some fucking lightsabers fucking battling.
Yep, that's how it usually...
So Star Trek to me... Star Trek to me was boring as fuck.
Well, that's kind of like it's like Star Wars for me. You know, I see all these people and they're see all these people arguing about what's so cool about this Star Wars movie, or you know, why it sucks or why it's not one of those movies that needs a sequel, and it's like it's a Star Wars movie, man.
Yeah.
Like, why are you expecting something different? They fight in space. That is literally the main premise of the movie.
Yeah.
So why are you so upset about how it is?
Like, exactly.
I kind of fell asleep when we watched.
Oh, yeah, you did, bud.
Star Wars. Oh, I'm not even going to say kind of. I fucking zonked
you
out.
You fucking zonked out.
Yeah, but I was up for 24 hours and I needed the rest.
Yeah, that's fair. Like.
But the next night.
Like, some shit happened in the movie. I looked over at you like, oh my god.
Oh,
he's you're
sleeping,
asleep.
Motherfucker.
Well, okay. I guess I'll just enjoy this myself.
But one of the things. But after, you know, the next day, I got sent a legal review copy.
legal review copy a day after release.
Yeah, legal review copy, and I watched it. And I was like, okay, it's not bad. You know, it's It's nice and pretty.
It's a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars movie. That's all I expected.
That's what I told my coworkers. I was like, look, I'm not going to say it's the best fucking movie ever. You need to go fucking see it. But I'm not saying it's terrible. You know? It's one of those ones like, see it when you want to. It's not bad, but it's not great.
After you make three sequels, anything you make after that, I'm not expecting something brand new and exciting.
Exactly.
Like, once you hit three movies, I'm like, okay, I know what I'm expecting at this point.
Although, at the very end of the movie.
Especially in horror movies. After you make a third one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, I kind of.
Like, okay, wrong turn, we get it.
Except Saw. Saw was the one that threw me off.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the end of Star Wars.
Right. There was one scene in Saw that I can't do. It's when the girl gets thrown in the pit of needles. I can handle everything else. But seeing that, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm done. I can't.
So I don't like the Saw movies. I don't like self-inflicted pain. I don't like any of that kind of shit. The one part that I've seen was the guy who had his head in the fucking fish tank, basically. He had to stab a fucking pen into his neck. Oh my God.
I think that was the beginning of the second one.
I don't know.
It's been a minute since I've watched that.
But fuck that.
Did you know Charlie, the lead singer of Linkin Park, was in that?
Really?
It's one of the songs. I think it was 5.
Why am I blinking so hard on his name?
Bennett? No.
No, it's Chester. Chester Bennington.
Chester Bennington. Pardon me to all the Linkin Park people that listen to this that I just totally slaughtered that name.
I enjoy some Linkin Park. It's one of my guilty pleasures.
It's
everyone's always
I got, and beyond that, I won't go out of my way to listen to Linkin Park.
Everyone gives them shit for like Thousand Suns, the album Thousand Suns. That came out when we were in high school, by the way.
Bullshit.
Nope. Thousand Suns. Let me look up the date real quick. Ugh.
I've actually seen them live. I've seen 3 Days of Grace live, but I think it was after the lead singer left, so he kind of was just doing his own thing.
2010. I graduated 2011.
I was a freshman.
Yep.
Yeah, I was a freshman when that came out. Jesus Christ.
Thousand Suns. It's actually a really good album. It's one of their softer albums, but
I think that's a lot of people's problems too. Is when they go softer.
Yeah, that was a lot of people's problems. They're like, I want my angsty Linkin Park back, and I'm like, people are allowed to change their style.
They're not as angsty.
They're not
angsty about different stuff.
They're not teenagers anymore.
They're not teenagers where it's automatically grab a Molotov cocktail and whip it through a government building.
Yeah,
you know, now it's kind of like, all right, there's smarter ways we can.
Plus, if
we could go about this in totally smarter ways.
And plus, knowing like what happened to him and how what he went through, looking back at that album, you're like, oh, fuck. All the signs were there.
That's kind of like how I feel about Mac Miller's album.
Yeah.
Because just the tone of it, you're like, okay, this hurts me. This hurts very much to listen to.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Thousand Suns now. Like, I went back, listened to it, and I was like, oh, that's what you meant.
And
it's rough.
That's one of the problems is, you know, people say, oh, well, it's a softer album. They didn't go as, you know, hard or angsty, but it's kind of thinking, no, but if you actually listen to the lyrics.
Yeah. One of those things, like, you'll get the point.
You kind of understand why he made it as soft as he did.
Yeah.
It wasn't because he was going through a change. He was going through, like, a
mental fucking breakdown.
5 minutes away from losing my shit, and this is my only go-to, so here's an album for
you
since you guys fucking want it so badly.
And then they give him shit, and he goes, well, okay, bye. Basically,
that's one of the problems with like fans, like really dead, like stands.
Yeah,
that's the problem with stands.
Yeah.
And I was thinking this while I was listening to the Eminem album, and I was, you know, seeing people shit talking on Twitter. I was thinking, I'm like, who are the worst people? The people who love the music, like stand the music, or critics who make fun of it, or get like way too deep into it.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you have the stands, and you're just like, get off his dick. Like, get off their dicks. You know, they're good bands. They're great bands, but they're not, like, the next Beatles or the next Doors or a band that's going to keep its merit when our generation, you know, goes.
Yeah.
So what is, why, what makes them so great? What? Them at legend status. beyond a semi-good discography? What put them as legendary status?
Are you asking me this?
No, I'm
okay.
It was just a general
rhetorical question.
It was just
gotcha.
A general statement. I'm okay. trying to form my next sentence.
Fair.
And then on the other side, you have critics who take an album that, you know, they worked on hard.
And okay. they dissect the shit out of it.
Yes, I will give them credits. They work hard on an album. They put a lot of thought into the lyrics they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of mixing, mastering, making sure you got enough promotion to get good sales. A lot of shit. Then it comes out and they're like, 1 out of 10.
Didn't 0.5.
Like didn't like the lyrics. 1 out of 5. Like, dude, cut them some fucking slack. Like, it may not be a 5 out of 5 every time, but you don't gotta be such in-depth assholes about it.
Like, that's why, like, I'll listen to an album and I'll give it my review of, like, this was alright. Personally, it was not my taste.
Yeah.
That's how I am about this Eminem album. I'm like, this one song was good.
The rest of them kind of hurt me.
The rest of the lyrics were making me want to make fun of them.
Yeah, and I made fun of most of them.
But
because
like,
that's just how I feel. It's. I wasn't like, oh, this is one of his worst. No, I'll give you one that's worse than that.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a large discography and you make a couple shitty ones, it's like, yeah, that's not bad.
That happens.
Yeah, it happens because Eminem's still going to be considered one of the best rappers alive. So what's a couple shitty albums under his belt?
Right.
You know, when he's already got.
He already has plenty of them.
He's
so.
Got 5 of them. God knows how many unreleased shit.
Right.
They're still bangers and they're still going to be remembered as classics in their genre. So.
Which, who was it? There's a recent artist that died that apparently had like 2,000 some unreleased songs.
Juice WRLD.
Was it Juice WRLD?
Yeah, it was either Juice WRLD or Lil Peep.
Lil Peep already had, he didn't have 2,000. I think it was Juice WRLD that had like 2,000 some unreleased songs.
I'm gonna give a hot take. I don't think Lil Peep deserved a documentary. Not at fucking all.
That's fair. He started getting big, and that's when he died. That's why he got a documentary, because he was starting to get big.
What does that fucking matter? Oh, okay, because a bunch of e-girls and e-boys and
okay.
people on Facebook and Twitter were like, he's a legend. He's great. We should say he's one of the greatest alive and greatest past. No, it's the same music that we've been hearing. It makes no difference. It's nothing different for me. It's all the same shit. So
well,
explain
well,
to me why he deserves.
How is it the same? If I may ask, because I personally like Lil Peep.
It's the 808. It's the 808 beats. It's the drugged up singing. It's the sad boy flexing.
I mean, he invented goth boy click. So,
girl, there was emo rap way before Lil Peep.
I do not consider Hollywood Undead emo rap.
They are.
No.
They are.
When you have a song about getting fucked up and having a bunch of sex, I'm sorry, but no.
No, that's not. Okay, what about Black Dahlia Murder?
Never really listened to them.
That's a song by.
Oh, I meant the band.
Yeah, that is a song by the band.
No, I thought you meant the band Black Dahlia Murder.
No, I've never listened to them. Wait, I can't. No. All right, I think we've reached our.
Well, I guess I really can't give my opinion about Hollywood Undead because I've listened to maybe 4 of our songs, so I really can't give my opinion about them.
Hollywood Undead's better than My Chemical Romance.
We're gonna fight.
Bring it.
We're gonna fight.
All right, I'm calling it, boys.
All right.
Calling it. Been a day.
It's been a day.
It's actually been a lot longer. And
hour and a half already.
Yeah, it's well. This is what happened. I think from here on out, I don't think I want to do any more kind of like current events and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like you're more natural of a flow when you talk about pop culture.
Yeah,
or media or shit like that.
Like I was telling you, when it comes to current events, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Politics bore the fuck out of me. All that shit is dumb, and I have no opinions about it
because yeah.
I don't want to get into an argument with somebody about this shit because I don't give a fuck about it.
And plus, if you don't know, then it's like, why would I?
Yeah.
Why would I want to waste my time?
And there's so much misinformation out there that I'm like, you don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
So that's why I like talking about pop culture, because it's shit that I actually care about.
Yeah, so I think
that's why I'm able to flow with it more.
So I think from here on out, we'll stick with pop culture, and you know,
if there's anything you ever want to bring up,
if it'll be a news article, it'll be a funny one.
Okay.
It'll be like something funny or something that you could give.
Or if there's something serious that, you know, you want me to read on, I will. And yeah, we'll talk about that for like a brief segment, and then we'll go from there.
Well,
if it's big enough.
Well, I wanted to make this announcement at the end of the show, so it wasn't, you know, at the beginning. But me and Jesse are starting the podcast back up. Completely his idea. So that'll be on Monday.
Okay.
At 3:00 in the afternoon. After I just wake up.
Oh.
So I'm going to have be a little bit more pissy on this one, but it'll be out on Monday. And that one will be more of, that'll be the pop culture side. Like, God damn it.
That'd be the politics side.
Yes, that would be like the politics, like the news articles. Like,
yeah, because he's more into that stuff than I am.
Yeah, he has more of opinions on that shit.
Yeah.
No offense, but you.
Yeah.
So if you want the serious shit, check out our show on Monday. If you want the fun, lighthearted shit.
Music, pop culture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and it works out for me too, because it's like,
you get both sides of you out.
Oh, yeah. And I can just be happier. And that's all that we need is a happy me, because then I get
happy Gibby.
I just rip into everybody, and that's just how it works out. So thank you for joining the show. We always appreciate it. If there was any new followers or new anything that we missed.
Sorry, but welcome.
Sorry. I'm welcome. I didn't.
I'm welcome. I'm sorry. Welcome to the channel.
So we'll try and keep up with that in the coming episodes, but it's a pain in the ass.
We're getting shit done still. It's a work in progress. Be patient with us. We're working through it.
Yeah, well, yeah, basically.
It's a work in progress, but we're getting there.
But as always, I am your host, the Podcast Daddy.
I'm the Panda Man, Eric.
Are you going to start using it, fucker?
Panda Man, Eric?
Nothing. Okay, we will see you next week.
Bye! Hey, stop recording.